Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
In areas of eastern and south central Nebraska, we have received reports of significant damage to fields from fall armyworm. Currently, infestations have been confirmed in the following Nebraska counties: Adams, Douglas, Gage, Harlan, Lancaster, Sarpy, and Washington. It is likely present in other counties as well and will continue to cause feeding damage as long as warmer weather holds out. For this reason, scouting is highly recommended. Fall armyworm caterpillars can be identified by markings on the head that resemble an inverted Y and four spots on the last abdominal segment that form a square. This insect does not overwinter in Nebraska, but rather migrates north from southern states when populations build up in late summer. Once caterpillars are 3/4 inch, they can do considerable damage in a few days. It is important to scout fields and pastures in the early morning and late afternoon, when caterpillars are most active, to spot them when they are small. A reasonable treatment threshold is finding 3 or more caterpillars per square foot within a field or pasture. There are several insecticides labeled to control this insect, including Mustang Max, Intrepid, and Prevathon. For forage crops, be sure to check the grazing restriction and post-harvest interval. When considering a chemical treatment option, keep in mind that caterpillars 3/4 inch or longer are close to maturity and can be harder to control. Fall armyworm feeding declines with cooler temperatures, and the adult moths eventually migrate south. In the meantime, keep a close eye on your pastures and newly seeded fields for any sign of infestation. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Crops and Water Educator Samantha Daniel.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.